You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The profound challenges of postpartum body changes and emotional adjustment come into sharp focus through Rowan's deeply personal journey after childbirth. While society often portrays new parenthood as a time of pure joy and instant connection, Rowan's experience revealed a more complex reality, one marked by an unexpected sense of disconnection from their body and uncertainty around physical touch. The physical metamorphosis of pregnancy and childbirth left Rowan feeling like an outsider in their own skin, creating a disconnect that affected even the most intimate moments with their newborn. These interactions, which many expect to be naturally fulfilling, sometimes triggered feelings of discomfort, sadness, or emotional numbness. This disconnect led Rowan to question whether they would ever reconnect with their sense of self or find a new normal in their transformed body. A significant shift occurred when Rowan began working with a certified soft therapist. Unlike traditional approaches that might emphasize bouncing back or fixing perceived problems, the soft methodology offered a fundamentally different perspective. The therapist created a space where Rowan could begin their healing journey exactly where they were, free from judgment or pressure to conform to predetermined expectations of recovery. The therapeutic process began with gentle sensing exercises, a cornerstone of the soft approach. These initial practices were remarkably simple yet profound. Rowan would place their hand on their abdomen, engage in soft breathing, and simply notice whatever sensations arose. Whether experiencing tingling, warmth, tension, or even no sensation at all, every response was acknowledged as valid and worthy of attention. Throughout their healing journey, Rowan's emotional landscape varied significantly from day to day. Some days brought waves of grief for their pre-pregnancy body, while others offered unexpected moments of peace and the simple permission to progress slowly and honor even the smallest changes. Their certified soft practitioner played a crucial role by consistently encouraging Rowan to embrace pauses, rest periods, and the full spectrum of emotions that accompanied both their losses and new beginnings. Recovery manifested through small, intentional moments of connection that Rowan gradually incorporated into daily life. These included mindful touches during feeding sessions, such as placing a hand over their heart, taking time to notice the grounding sensation of their feet against the floor, or pausing for conscious breaths during overwhelming moments. Over time, these small practices helped Rowan rebuild a sense of comfort and familiarity with their transformed body, making physical touch feel less intimidating and more natural. The journey wasn't linear. It included both progress and setbacks, victories and challenges. However, through this process, Rowan discovered that their new normal didn't need to mirror their past experience. Instead, recovery could be built on a foundation of small, compassionate actions and present moment awareness, creating a new relationship with their body based on acceptance rather than resistance. For others facing similar challenges after childbirth or major bodily changes, the soft approach offers a gentle pathway to reconnection. The practice begins with finding a comfortable position and placing a hand on any neutral area of the body, like perhaps the belly or chest. Through gentle breathing and present moment awareness, individuals are encouraged to acknowledge whatever arises, whether it's grief, celebration, or simply the experience of being present in the moment. The soft methodology emphasizes that there's no single correct way to reconnect with one's body. Each person's healing journey unfolds at its own pace, guided by kindness and curiosity rather than rigid expectations or timelines. This approach has proven so effective that it's now available as a comprehensive certification program for therapists, yoga instructors, and body workers, with training available at different levels through thesoftapproach.com. Rowan's story serves as a powerful testament to the possibility of finding new ways to inhabit and appreciate our bodies after significant changes. Through patient, gentle work with a soft practitioner, what began as a feeling of profound disconnection gradually evolved into a new kind of relationship with their changed body, one built on understanding, acceptance, and self-compassion. This transformation highlights how healing can occur not through forcing change, but but through creating space for whatever arises with kindness and presence.
Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.